Wow, it is so wonderful to see you both today. I am so excited for today's session. I've been thinking about you two and all your personas since we last met, and I reached out to... Pardon me. Welcome back. As always, my name is Dr. As I mentioned, I am thrilled to have you both in my office today to continue couples therapy. Between you and me, I feel as though you are both making very large strides in your relationship, thanks to my methodology and your hard work, of course. With that in mind, I'd like to continue using the same structure as our previous sessions. I'd like for you both to start by introducing yourselves to one another, and then I want you to assume two brand new personas, unlike your own, and have a simple conversation. Now, this time, I think we should have a few minutes to discuss my findings, so let's keep this exercise to a maximum of 15 minutes. Ready? Begin.
Okay, well, this again. My name is Onyx, and I am a pop star. I'm also a supervillain. I am just fantastic. My vocals, my lyrics, my empowering message, I am it.
Wow, cool. Okay, my name is DeVogler. I am a demon. I inhabit this, I don't know, this human, soon-to-be corpse, whatever. I love horror. I was born from a glitch. And if you find me in your reality, it means that I've already infected your mind and there's more to come. But Kylie, I feel like there's something that, like, you and I, like, haven't discussed yet.
Oh, my God. Kaylee, what?
Okay, sorry. Like, it's like, I just, like, I was thinking the other day. Okay. Do you remember the 7-bed, 14.5 baths that you and I went together on a cell back in Boca in 2016?
Oh, my God. How could I forget? That was such a good listing.
I loved it.
How did you nail that?
Okay, let me tell you. So, when the buyer came in, of course, I can't disclose names. I know we're just like, it's just like us two here. But like, when the buyer came in, I said,
"You're a discerning gentleman of taste. Let me show you something."
And I took him into the basement. And in the basement, there used to be these like cages for these birds. And he was like,
"I love exotic birds."
And I was like, I could tell you're like a man of discerning taste. And literally, I clinched the deal right there. And I knew that Mark would love it. Because like, you remember, you and I had just started working at this international realty conglomerate. Of course, we cannot name names.
Mark, you just mentioned Mark. And like, I don't like think I've ever told you my feelings towards Mark.
Wait, what?
I think that Mark, like, is it for me.
Wait,
like,
are you serious?
And it's like so hard because he's my boss.
Kylie,
like,
Kylie,
feel like,
stop.
I mean, his porn stash is, like, not very becoming, especially after he has those fucking donuts that he gets.
No, but,
they're
like,
not
great.
That's not the point. It's, like, he represents power for me. And, like, all I want in this world, in real estate, my passion, my purpose is power. And he is just power. I have never seen rims on a helicopter until I met Mark.
Okay, but like, Kylie, here's the thing. And I feel like you've already touched on it, but like, you and I both know that like, the second that we laid eyes on each other when we were getting our nails done, you remember the mani-pedis we used to get?
Oh my God, in K-Town, before the checks started rolling in.
There was like a time where like, you and I were, you know, we were like roughing it. And I remember our first conversation together was like, "I respect power." And that's why we both started working for Mark. So, like, I understand, but, like, I just think that you have to, like, keep in your mind's eye.
It's
like,
so hard for me.
I know, but, like,
I just love him.
Oh, my sorry, God. Sorry, keep sorry. It together, girl.
Oh, my God, these lashes are, they're false. I'm so sorry, they're falling
Wait,
out.
Wait, those are
they're
false lashes?
Out. They are.
They look
exquisite,
so
right?
Good.
My last client said the same thing.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
She's a doll. A
okay.
doll.
I feel like we're getting, like, a little off topic, though, because, like, I wanted to ask, because, like, I'm working on this listing right now, and I just, like, I'm having a little bit of trouble with it. Like, there's, like, you know, it's, like, you have to, like, disclose.
Give me the features.
Okay, so I want you to imagine.
Okay.
17,000 square feet.
Oh, my God, a dream.
Shiplap. The entire thing. And it is, like, it's beautiful. But, like, for
Where
some—
Where is it located?
Rancho Cucamonga. And, like, the thing about it, I don't know what it is. I think it's when you walk in. And, like, okay, I've been trying to, like, sell it as, like, a feature. But I feel like...
Wait, is this on Rosebud Drive.
Yes! It's the Rosebud listing!
I just tried to show that the other day. I'm so sorry there was some crossover. I know we don't like cross streams, but like that listing.
What's your tea on it?
It's troublesome for me.
What's your take?
I went through some weird shit there. Like, I just like, you know, before we like show anything to any clients, we always do a walk around. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to go there. I like to go there alone. Like,
yeah, I know.
Mark does like to join me sometimes, but.
Oh my God, you're so bad!
I know. I shouldn't let him. But it's like you get in his helicopter and you just feel like a fucking woman.
I do feel that.
Anyways, enough about Mark. But either way, I go there and like I walk in there and it's like the shiplap. And like, as you know, shiplap, it's just panels of wood.
It's everywhere.
And it's red. And it's like kind of off-putting. And the way that they staged it is a little off-putting though. It's like antique. Like Oregon Trail furniture, and it's just like not my aesthetic, and like the original owners won't let me stage it, and like, you know, we have that whole entire company out of Geneva that literally stages homes, and like I'm like, God damn it, you have the budget. This house is listed at $70 billion. Like,
it's,
what the
oh my God, it's listed under budget. Like, what is your take? It's like, okay, I have a theory.
What is your theory?
So, like, you know how the home was built on top of, like, that satanic ritual, like, ground?
I mean, I heard about that, but it's like, how much can you believe?
I don't know. Like, I think that, like, sometimes, like, my tactic might be, like, a little bit off because, like, I've been trying to sell it to a lot of clients who are, like, into that sort of thing. And so, like, I go in and, like, I get possessed. My eyes roll back in my head. And
that happened to me, too.
Oh, my God. Right?
I thought I just took too many Tylenols at lunch.
No. Definitely not. I mean,
WebMD told me, though. It's like, if you take too many Tylenols, like...
Is that what's happening?
Girl,
I thought it was the lipo I was getting.
No, it's Tylenol. It's acetaminophen.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's like fucking terrible.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just like switch to Advil. Oh. That's what I did.
Okay.
My tits are perkier than ever.
Your tits are really perky.
Thank you. Just have them redone.
They look so good.
Yeah, Schwartz. He is the fucking god of tits.
Wait. You go to Dr. Schwartz?
You got in. Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Your tits don't look as perky as mine, but
okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I feel like that was like super rude of me.
It's okay. Like, listen, I feel like that's like a part of you that's like unhealed. And
yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's like you try to walk every single day of your life in Louboutins. I wake up with Louboutins on my feet.
It's true. When you're selling,
they're terribly uncomfortable.
Listen, like, you know that when it comes to you and me, you never have to apologize for, like, how you're feeling.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for saying sorry.
It's okay. Like, I apologize for making you apologize to me for apologizing to you about saying sorry.
I'm sorry for that.
I'm sorry, too. But, like, I just think that, like, people don't understand that, like, being the two top-performing sales agents at our age...
In the world, essentially.
For the largest international realty conglomerate...
As women...
It's a lot.
It's a lot on our perfectly tanned shoulders.
It is a lot. And, like, that's one of the things that I really, like, I've always appreciated about you is, like, you're a headhunter.
I am. I go out there.
You slay.
I slay, honey. I slay mama.
Mama boots yes. down.
Oh, my gosh. That is so... Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
Because you are ruthless.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait.
And resilient, girl.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I sold a listing 10% above market value?
You are a stupid bitch for that.
Tell me
about it. 10%.
10%. Okay.
I would literally not wear acrylics for 3 hours just to accomplish that.
So here's the thing. This was a doomsday prepper compound that was in...
Those are so popular right
It was
now.
In Kamchatka,
After
Russia.
After COVID?
Oh, yeah. Oof. So it's in Kamchatka, Russia. And, like, the only way to get there is via helicopter. And so, like, I'm wearing, like, a really fabulous balaclava. And, like, I'm in the helicopter and I'm, like...
I saw that on Instagram, by the
way. Oh, my God. The video was so cute.
Oh, my God. I almost didn't want to like it because I was jealous.
I knew
and
you were.
And your tits... did look perky.
They were so perky. They were actually ice cold.
Yeah, that carousel was fucking perfect.
Thank you. So I'm in the helicopter and I'm like, are we there yet? Like, when are we gonna get there? And the helicopter pilot is like speaking Russian. It's like, I don't understand. I have the client with me. And like, we drop down 100,000 square feet. But we get there.
What?
There's no structures on the property.
Like on the ground level?
It's literally a forest. And I go up to one of the trees and I knock on the tree and I put in the secret code.
What was the code?
Beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, boop. And then one of the trees literally sinks into the ground. Okay.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah. And like at this point, like my, okay, I'll be real with you. I feel as though I am generally pretty prepared for these things.
You are literally, you are like the Boy Scouts of Girl Scouts.
Well, I fucked enough Eagle Scouts to tell you that, like, you know.
You're nasty for that.
I know, but
oh, my God. And you need to take that off your LinkedIn profile because that is inappropriate at the workplace.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Reggie was literally talking about it on Wednesday.
Okay, well, that's really weird because Reggie is the one who told me to put that on my LinkedIn profile.
He's fucked up. Do not trust him.
You're right. Reggie.
Yeah, he stole my Lunchables last week.
Oh my God.
I wasn't going to eat it, but like he stole it. I saw it sticking out of his JanSport.
Well, I remember when you told me that you were going to put the Lunchables in the office fridge as
a
plant.
I wrote my name on it. I wrote KYLY right on the top in purple Sharpie.
Well, Kylie, I just feel like it's like, I don't want to talk about the Lunchables, like, I'm like the listing is, honestly, it's like.
It's like the tree is sinking in the ground. Like, does that, what is that like?
The tree
and
is
what
like,
was the client thinking?
The client is gagged. The client is like.
Can you tell me who it was?
I can't say, but I will say that their name rhymes with Schmarnold Schmarshmishmashmer. And like, so he's saying like.
Where is the chopper?
And I'm like, oh my God, Mr. Schmorshmashmashmer, like, just wait. And so, like, the tree is, like, I mean, obviously, at this point, like, you realize it's, like, a metal tree. The tree is, like, singing
in metal.
Yeah.
Oh, did you do a little, I think I heard a little ASMR moment.
My acrylics were tap, tap, tapping. And so, the tree sinks into the ground, and, like, we descend down the metal staircase.
Like the floor of the forest just goes with you?
Literally. There were like several families of squirrels.
Up.
Yeah. And we go down. And so like I said, 100,000 square feet. And it's like, I mean, you would not
You're talking
believe.
Like 6 to 1,000 football stadiums.
No, literally. Like, but I think the thing that like turned them off about it was like.
They didn't purchase?
No.
If I saw something like that, oh my God, I would give all my G-Wagons for
You
that.
Would be like. You would be there in a heartbeat. But no, like, I think that, like, they kind of got turned off a little bit because, like, I will say, like, I mean, obviously, 100,000 square feet, like, under the snow and the Kamchatka Russian, like, tundra. It's, like, fierce. But, like, the thing that I don't think anyone realizes is that, like, no one is doing, like, underground doomsday bunkers in a chic way.
Was this one chic?
So
because you
chic.
Literally have to like unsellable homes these things usually because they are freaking bad.
It was like I feel like what Mr. Schmarshmashmer wanted was something more reminiscent of like a traditional like doomsday bunker. Like he was like literally like saying like,
"Where's the bunker?"
And I said, "Mr. Schmoshmashmashmer, the bunker is, like, right here." But it's, like, you know, there's, like, fireplaces and there's, like, Netflix and stuff.
Like, just, like, what shape was it in underground? Because, like, also, it's, like, how far underground were you? I have so many questions about this listing.
It was spherical. Spherical. So here's the thing. It's, like...
Spherical. So there's, like, only one point that you could technically walk in?
You can,
like,
yeah, you can literally, you can like... only enter through the stairs with the tree. And then once you're in there, there are about 100 rooms. There are 100 rooms. And like, you could like literally like, you could start like a cult down there.
Oh my God.
And I was explaining it to him. And like, I think the thing is like his like son wasn't there and his son is like so fine. But I think that like, he just like wanted something a little more like, you know.
Like homing?
I don't know. I think he wanted
something. That.
Like, here's the thing. Is like, certain clients want, like, they want to rough it. You know? Like, they want to feel that fantasy.
Oh,
and like,
it's not my
it's
vibe.
It's not my thing.
Oh like, my God. Like, my life coach literally told me to my face, like,
Kylie, it's not about roughing it for you.
No.
It never will be.
So, anyway, like, that listing, it's come and it's gone. But, like, I don't know. It's kind of like the one that, like, always got away.
Oh, my God. Have I ever told you about... I had a listing. It was like super, kind of a big deal.
Okay.
Super high profile. And it's like, it was like a little bit in the tabloids. Unfortunately, they like they cut off my face in the newspapers.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But this was in Brisbane.
In
Australia.
I remember
think that. You
that.
Saw it. I think I that you do. Came and saw it. I like, we missed each other just slightly. It was 111-111-394 4th Street.
Oh my God, the 4th Street listing is so cute.
Oh my God. It was 28 bedrooms, one bath. Now, I know that sounds weird. You were there, but like, I'm not sure if you got the specs on this one. But it was surprisingly a yurt. And I am not a fan of yurts just because it's like, it just looks like an overglorified tent. But I mean, could you imagine the scope and scale of this?
Of course.
And I mean, like, it was, like, literally covered in Australian dirt, which is, like, super chic.
Yeah.
You walk right in, and it was, like, several yurts within a yurt.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it sounds complicated, and their asking price was super fucking good.
Yeah?
It was only, like, $16,000.
$16,000 for yeah. 28 bedrooms, one bath, and a yurt?
Yes. The bath wasn't necessarily attached, and it was, like, technically, like, a commode off-site, but, like, it was fabulous. There was a lot of attention on it. Do you remember that?
No. Okay, like, here's the crazy part. It's, like, I definitely remember this because I went to go see it. I was incognito. I was wearing a brown wig that day.
You are stupid. I remember you.
Do you remember? Oh,
Deborah.
My God. Yeah. Oh, my
you
God.
You were Deborah. You are so stupid.
Do you want to do the Deborah
that.
Voice?
Oh, my God. Do it.
Hey, it's me, Deborah.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's her. Oh, my God. You wasted a lot of my time.
I'm so
I
sorry.
I took you into each bedroom.
Well, but, like, here's the thing. Is
That's
like
a faux pas.
I'm so sorry. I think I more than paid for it. If you remember, there was that Australian serial killer who was, like, going to all those open listings, and he was at that listing, and I literally had to evade him from room to room to room while you showed it to another client. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I was in harm's way.
I ended up killing him with a machete.
I'm texting Mark right now. One second.
Wait, does Mark know that we're, like, hanging out outside of work?
Yes and no. It's, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, Mark just wants us to sell.
That's actually the thing that I love about Mark. Is, like, Mark is happy when we're making sales. Because, I mean...
Numbers.
Of course.
I mean, he makes a huge commission.
Right.
Have you seen his house?
Yeah.
I sold it to him.
Nuh-uh.
I sold Mark his house.
How?
I literally, like... It's the craziest thing. I got a listing and he came into the break room and he was like, I was like flipping through my iPad.
Okay.
Like my acrylics were just like, I was swiping through it and I saw this gem. It's in Holmby Hills. And oh my God, it is.
You know what's like crazy about this though?
Why?
I remember when I first applied for this job, like obviously like ace the interview, nailed it. I mean like.
Of course, you're lethal.
Like, hi. I didn't get a fucking master's at Stanford for nothing. Duh. I remember Mark was like,
I'm going to test you, ladies. I'm going to test you when you least expect it.
And I was like, oh my God, I love a test. Like, I love workbooks. Like, I
Do
love it.
Do you think
it.
I got the test?
I think you got the test.
No
and
way.
And you passed. Oh bitch,
my
you passed.
God. Like, literally, I was just scrolling through these things and I saw this listing. And like,
what's his house
I'm
like?
I'm kind of like shocked that he like kind of went for this house. But I mean,
is it fugly?
It's not my taste. It is a 1901 Victorian eyesore, in my opinion.
Oh, like, my God.
I hope, like, do not ever tell him I said that. Don't tell Mark.
Wait, are you talking, like, Victorian, like, Transylvanian, like, Dracula, or, like...
Like, pillars in the front of the house holding up the roof.
Wow.
Like, a widow's thing on top.
Okay.
Like, this thing was massive. This thing was 25,000 square feet.
Mark's the big guy.
He really is.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
And like literally, and like, I was just like, I was looking through all the bedrooms and it was like very strangely all the same room. Have you ever seen a house with 1,600 bedrooms and they all look identical?
Oh my God.
And they all have a fireplace.
I've only seen one like it. I think maybe I've seen this listing before.
Have you?
I think so. But I'll be with you.
Here's how I know. Before you say anything.
Okay, do it.
What did the kitchen look like?
Mid-century modern, two farmhouse sinks, and the coup de grace, a stove in the middle of the kitchen.
Bitch, you did. I knew it.
Oh my God.
How did you know about this listing? Was he testing you at the same time?
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing is I saw this listing and I was like, I can't handle it. I can handle it. I was getting my teeth done that week and I was like, I just can't. It's like so much to deal with. Yes.
Oh my God, I went to Turkey.
Your teeth look good.
Thank you. So do yours.
Oh my God, thank you.
I almost went for your shade, but it doesn't match my complexion.
No, I feel like, honestly, like, if you would have gone for the shade that I went, which is like ultraviolet white, because they tried to talk me out of it. They were like, don't get the ultraviolet white. You're going to regret it. I was like, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no.
I want these teeth to be seen from Saturn.
They should be taking down private airplanes.
Like, I want people to look at my teeth and compare them to when Hillary Duff got her veneers.
They were so distraught when I literally brought them a reference photo and it was a pack of dentine ice.
They looked at my teeth and said, are you sure that you want to walk out with these? And I said, yes, absolutely. I have listings to sell. Okay, so like, Kylie, I have like one question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a house that's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside?
I think I've seen a couple, actually, which is, like, really shocking.
I know these two guys, and, like, they're, like, super weird, but, like, they're, like, obsessed with, like, tables and chairs. They call them, like, diner sets or something. I don't really...
Wait.
What?
It's, like, Henry and, like Squidward.
Squidward and Henry something.
Henry and Tedward.
Henry and Tedward. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Weirdos.
They're super weird. They're actually really nice, though. Like, there's, like, that, like, Tedward is, like, surprisingly, like, liberal. Like, I was, like, talking about his politics, and he was, like, well, Kaylee, well, you know, when I think about dinette sets, I'm thinking a little bit more about the kind of house that you could buy to place this dinette set in. And I think that a lot of people have a little bit of a misconception when they think about house versus dinette set and what kind of family you could have in there. And anyway, I just like...
Oh my God, I will never forget that man's weird voice.
So strange.
It like sounded like somebody was faking a southern accent.
And I was wondering like, why are these two guys buying this
like,
house together?
Like these two heterosexual males are just... They're buying houses together to fit their collection of tables and chairs that they're getting for their family. And why were they trying to educate everyone on them?
I don't know. But, like, the reality is like, they bought this house that was in, like, the Texas Hill Country. And, like, it was fucking massive.
How big was it?
14 million square feet on the outside. And on the inside, it was 17 million. Spatially larger on the inside than is possible.
Can you, like, describe to me the mechanics behind that?
Okay, so, like, I asked. I was like, okay, so, like, how does this work? Because, like, of course, like, you know, like, I have to go in. I have to, like...
Who did you ask?
I asked a physicist. I can't reveal their name. Because, obviously, like, you know, we're talking about, like, dark matter and things that, like...
Can you, like... I know this is, like, really unprofessional. But can you, like, tell me, like... If their name rhymes with something else.
Okay, so, like, I'm not supposed to do this, but, like, it rhymes with, like, Schmiel Schmashmash Meishman. And, like, he was telling me that, like, sometimes there's, like, a temporal distortion where, like, places can be, like, bigger on the inside than they are on the outside. But, like, when you experience going inside one, you're literally stepping into another dimension.
That is so wild. I love what we do.
It's so
like
fun.
People think, you know, they look at us, you know, pulling up in our matching G-Wagons and they like, they see the manicured hair and they see the eyelashes and they see my tattoos and they see your face and they just think, wow, those girls have a sugar daddy. And that is not the case.
That's never
been
the case.
I've been single for a while. Cross my heart and hope today, Mark. And like, we get to experience some things in this world that are just unreal.
I just think that, like, the most important thing that I've learned in this industry is, like, you have to, like, make your own way, you know? Like, I remember when you and I first started this job together, it was like, I looked at you and I said, that is a girl who knows what she wants. And I know that we want the same thing. And what we want is to be the best. And, like, literally. I just, like, refuse to, like, allow other people to, like, place their expectations on me. Because, like, what I want is to sell this house. We're the top performing
house.
We're the top performing sales agents in the world.
Like, literally. But Anyways, I think we got off track. I want to hear more about this fabulous house. Because I'm jealous that you sold a house to Henry and Squidward.
It's honestly, like, I don't like to hear that you were jealous. Because, like, obviously, like, I don't want to make you jealous. But get this. 17 million square feet,
like,
right?
Just stunning.
17 million square
feet. What was the style?
Okay. Have you ever seen, like, the movie 300? So, you know, like, when, yeah, like, so, like, in
the guys that were just, like, ripped. Yeah. Like, what I imagine Mark looks like.
So, like, in Zack Snyder's 300, there's, like, a scene where they go to, like, Leonidas's, like, hut. And he's, like, trying to live, like, a modest life. Because he's like, oh, like, you know, like, I'm, like, the leader of the Spartans or whatever. And, like,
totally.
It was very like that. Like, very modest feeling. But, like, you could tell, like, all of the, like, the modest, like, architecture, the craftsmanship. I mean, you know, handmade everything.
Oh, my God. Even the outlets.
Especially.
You know, I'm a stickler for outlets.
You love
an
outlet.
That's the first thing I do when I go into a house. Chrome.
Chrome everything.
Yeah. I mean, fingerprints, yes. But just clean them.
Well, you know, like, I feel like that's, like, the thing that, like, when people... Oh, my God. You can always tell when someone's not ready to buy a real house. Like, a house like we would list. Like, listen, I'm not 17 anymore. I'm not selling, like, 9-bedroom condos in Miami anymore. So, like, when I see someone who comes in and says, oh, how do I clean this? I'm like, I don't know. You figured out. Buy some stainless steel wipes or something. Like,
get a Swiffer.
Get a Swiffer.
Like, it's so easy now. Get a robo-vacuum.
I just, like...
Do I clean? No, but...
Well, I mean... Why would you?
Not these hands.
No, honey. These no. hands, I did have these. Oh, my God. I had my hands done by Dr. Schwartz. Complete hand rejuvenation.
I thought about getting that because mine are getting really veiny. I have crow's feet on my thumbs.
It's very painful, I'll tell you. It is painful to the point of excruciating. Worth every moment.
I love that. I love that. So this house, you said Texas, correct?
Yeah.
It, like, the describe the craftsmanship to me. Like, what are we talking about? Are we talking, like, is it ornate walls? Like, what is the style? Is it, like, Persian rejuvenation? Is it, like...
No, like, seriously, like, I want you to imagine, like, the Greek pantheon. Like, literally, like, Greek columns and, like,
oh,
open
God.
Air. Like, open to the elements, basically. But everything is made with stainless steel.
Everything.
100%.
It's flooring.
Flooring, the walls, the outlets, the surfaces, like, everything is stainless steel.
I have only seen stainless steel floors one other time, and that's when I literally sold the JFK commemorative airport.
I remember when you sold that.
Yes, I sold it to a Saudi prince.
Oh, my God. He was kind of cute.
Yeah, but we were slipping all over the place. It was a freaking clump
floor. It's so funny you mentioned that. Okay, like, do you remember Carol? Yeah, Carol.
I haven't heard that name in such a long time.
I know. R.I.P. Carol.
Carol Poor
was
girl.
Carol was supposed to do this listing. It's actually that's how I met Henry and Squidward. Is like Carol had the listing, and then she wore these like really wretched flats when she was.
Why
showing the
would
house.
You ever wear a flat to a showing?
It's so
over
weird.
My dead Luby.
Well, she spilled a little bit of Jamba on the floors, and like, you know, Jamba plus stainless steel plus flats is like a disaster waiting to happen. So she basically like tripped, fell, broke her neck, died.
I saw a gif of that and it looked like a cartoon.
Yeah. Who do you think had to clean that up? Me.
I feel so bad for you sometimes.
It's okay, because, like, Carol's...
You get the worst luck.
Well, it's fine, because, like, you know, like, Carol's spirit now, like, comes with me into a lot of these showings, and I feel like sometimes...
That sucks, because, like, I love her. Like, don't get me wrong. I love her.
Of course.
I love her, like, weird little conversations about her chihuahuas. I'm like, I know that she, like, had that whole chihuahua farm, and, like, that was, like, so cute, but, like... It's really hard, the dynamic between somebody who's doing so well as I am.
Yeah.
And then, like, her, like, she closed one deal in 2021.
Okay, but do you remember when Chihuahua Farm almost got that, like, TV show made about it?
It was not good.
Yeah, no, I watched the pilot on YouTube and it was, like, really bad.
Yeah, like, the same people who made Don't Fuck With Cats.
That's why.
It's
oh, my God.
It's so wild. I binged that. I loved it.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
But poor Carol.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, R.I.P. Carol.
It's what you get when you wear flats.
It's true.
Like, don't wear flats.
Which is why, like, I'm proud of us because, like, hi, the top performing sales agents in the world.
Literally. And like, I actually can't physically wear flats.
No, because you had your feet done.
Yeah. Have you seen that thing in the Barbie movie where like she steps out of the heel and her foot's in the same shape?
Yeah.
Schwartz. Genius.
An icon.
Like, why would I ever need to be in a flat foot position?
Never.
That doesn't make sense. I sell homes.
Right.
I don't sell apartments.
I don't sell condos.
None of that. I sell homes.
You sell multi-billion dollar compounds, honey.
To important people that matter.
You sell important homes. Saudi princesses are buying these homes. Like
literally presidents, vice presidents, all kinds of people.
I hear that there are two clients who are trying to buy a house right now for some really important events. And like, they're both powerful women. And like, if you went to that listing in a flat, ew.
Who are they?
Genevieve and Delabria.
Delabria?
You've heard of that?
I thought her name was pronounced Candelabria. Oh my God, those women are crazy.
They're fierce.
Yeah, but I just didn't want to touch it. Mark told me not to. You shouldn't do it. Because like, they are very controversial. I don't stand for that.
Okay, but I gotta tell you, I love a little controversy. I'm here for like a good time, not a long time.
I know, but like, I just worry about you sometimes. Like, you are super empathetic.
Well, you know,
you're very trusting.
I'm trusting, but I'm also like, I love to live on the edge. You know that about me.
I know, but like, these women are like doing some shit. They don't understand.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Okay. Do it, but bring me in.
Okay.
Like, I have your back. I have your extensions. Like,
thank you.
Literally, like, I got you. Like, I will always save you a parking lot next to my G-Wagon. Like, that's just like an unsaid bond
that's
between
us. That's what sisterhood is about.
It is literally what sisterhood is all about. And they're crazy. They have money.
Yeah, I know. That's
and
why I want to sell it.
They literally just, they buy and sell. So, like, they will purchase something, like, let's say, like, Ice Castle, some crazy shit. And, like, they will, like, flip it the next day.
That's amazing.
Some people say that, like, they're just throwing parties.
But, like, are these, like, parties for, like, a good cause or, like...
I don't really know.
But, like, is it our business?
I don't like to watch the news.
Yeah.
It, like, it just distracts from, like, what I'm trying to do. And all I'm trying to do is real estate.
Sell, 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 honey.
Yes, I agree. And I think that... Oh, pardon me. Would it be possible to ask you... Now that the exercise is finished, are these homes real? This aligns with my recent findings, and I'm now confident that these personas are bridging.
Wow.
I feel like we're making good progress here. Kind of? Do you?
I think so.
Huh. Okay. Well, should we get out of here?
I'm starving.
Oh, my God. Same. You read my mind.
Couples Therapy is a fully improvised narrative podcast created, produced, and hosted by Onyx and DeVogler. Edited by Jack of All, with artwork provided by Nathan Noyes, and production assistance and additional voice acting from Ryan Whitcomb. Any resemblance to events or persons mentioned in this production are purely coincidental and not reflective of reality. Make sure to follow the stars of Couples Therapy on their social media platforms at IamOnyx and at DeVogler, respectively. Got advice for the happy couple? Send your questions, comments, and doctor's notes to weneedcouplestherapy@gmail.com.